guest today is Dave Voiles. Dave, how are you?
Very good. David, thank you for having me on again. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's great for you to be back. You've been talking, speaking, writing, demonstrating a lot about Azure Media Services, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Let's talk about that. What is it?
Sure thing. Azure Media Services is a new tool or a platform from Microsoft that allows you to essentially create and host all of your own video content. So have you seen something like Twitch TV before?
A little bit.
Okay, so Twitch allows you to essentially live stream everything that you're currently doing on your own machine, right? Uh-huh. So I could have a mobile device, I could have a handheld camera, I could have my PC or Mac, and I can use a tool like Wirecast to record everything that's going on, push it to Azure, and Azure in real time will encode this video and give me an address. And this web address, I can play in an HTML5 video player.
Address is a URL, you mean?
Exactly. Okay. And anybody, in real time, can see exactly what we're doing.
Wow. They're encoding the view. How long is the delay on something like that? Is it a second? Is it instant? Is it...
It's probably about 3 or 4 seconds. Okay. That's about the average latency that I've been seeing.
All right. Very cool. So that's great for real-time streaming. Let's say we're doing, I don't know, a conference.
And we
people can't make it to the conference.
Absolutely.
In the hospital in bed or whatever.
Yes.
They can watch it live. Okay. What about a show like this? Could I use Azure Media Services?
Without a doubt. In fact, two practical and very recent use cases. We had our 2015 U.S. Imagine Cup Finals in San Francisco. Hmm. That was actually a test for Azure Media Services. See how we could stress test this on Channel 9.
Uh-huh.
So you go to msdn.channel9.com. You could see a lot of that video there. And that was prepping for what we just had this last week in San Francisco, right? So we just had our Build conference.
Right. And that was not only streamed live, but also archived. And shown later.
And all done on Azure Media Services.
Even the archive stuff.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, how does the archive part work? Are we pushing stuff to blob storage and then streaming it from there, or what?
You're a very clever person. That's exactly what's happening there. So,
thanks for noticing.
So as you're recording this, so if I use something like Wirecast, it's going to use the RTMP format.
All right. Well, quick, Wirecast is a commercial product?
Yes. There's a free trial.
Okay.
And there's a premium product you could use. You're not necessarily limited to something like that.
Okay.
It's just out of the box. It just works. There's an option for Azure Media Services.
Okay.
But there's a bevy of other tools you could use as well.
All right.
So it'll take this video, push it to the cloud, and in real time, it's encoding it for various formats.
And
by that, I mean, if I'm viewing video on an iPhone, the iPhone is going to use Apple's proprietary format. It's going to use what's called HLS to display its video. If I'm looking on another device, say a desktop browser on a PC, I'm going to use something called MPEG-4 or .MP4.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're writing this video player yourself, it's going to be a lot of work for you to have to figure out how to encode this and then put it into a player. So Microsoft does all the heavy lifting for you and determines on the fly which device you're viewing this from, and it'll give you the appropriate format.
Oh, and this is not important not only because... every device has its own preferred format, but some devices are physically incapable of playing
Absolutely.
Some formats. There isn't one universal format, I guess.
Right. So the joy about standards, or the great thing about standards, is the fact that there's so many to choose from. So it is getting better, right? I was at Comcast before Microsoft, and I had to learn all this crazy information about standards or lack thereof for video, specifically online.
Okay.
So we are moving towards a more unified platform, and that's called MPEG-Dash.
Okay.
So essentially, it's going to put together the best parts of all these different video services so we can all kind of agree on one standard to go ahead in the future.
Oh, and the platforms they are committed to supporting MPEG-Dash?
Most at this point, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So that's what I want. I encode things on my local machine, which has a couple of issues. One is it's time-consuming.
Yes.
It ties up my machine. I can't really do anything else on the machine while it's working.
Absolutely.
And because it's so time-consuming, I only encode in one format.
Right.
So I don't have that option of the universal encoding in 3 or 4 different formats so everybody can see it.
That's the joy of the cloud,
right? This will take care of that.
Yeah, so exactly. So what this is doing in real time, it's doing all this processing on the video for us. But like you had mentioned before, it also gives you the opportunity to store this in the cloud.
Okay.
So at the end of this video feed, right, I can hit a button and say stop streaming.
Okay.
It's going to then process this to store it for long term in Azure Blob Storage. So create a blob storage account for you, hold it off to the side, and then you could serve that content to somebody else or even expose a set of APIs using something like Web API to then give this information to your viewers.
Does media services help with that, with the serving the video?
Well, they'll give you an endpoint.
Okay.
And then from there, you can take the endpoint, do whatever you want with it.
Oh, okay. So you can put it in a video tag, for example.
HTML5 definitely. Video tag. Yes. So in fact, Microsoft, about 10 days ago, had released their Azure Media Services player. So there's a number of open source video players you can use in HTML5. I mean, there's a tag built into HTML itself that will just play video.
The video tag, right.
But it's the responsibility of the developer to have to handle fallback and a number of things like that. Like, which format am I reading? What happens if this browser or this device can't read that, right?
Oh, okay.
I have to figure out how to change the format. Or we have other options, right? Adaptive bitrate, okay?
Okay, define that.
Yeah, so adaptive bitrate, what that does is, have you ever gone to watch a video and it takes a minute or two before you can actually start watching it?
Right,
it has the buffer.
Yeah.
Right. So what it's doing there.
It's a lot of buffers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's downloading the video ahead of time. And once it gets further enough ahead, it says, okay, I think it's an appropriate time for you to hit play without interrupting your experience. Hmm. That's nice, but I've had to wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's not nice, actually.
Right.
Kind of annoying.
Exactly. So that's why we have adaptive bitrate now. And this has nothing to do with specifically Microsoft, but just the video world as a whole. So what happens is the video content, Azure, will essentially create multiple feeds of it. So if you're playing something like Guitar Hero, DJ Hero, you kind of bounce between different tracks on the fly. That's exactly what's happening here.
Hmm.
So Azure will give you a manifest file. This manifest will have information about each feed. And it will say, okay, this first track that I'm giving you will work best if you are only getting 200 kilobytes a second to download. I'm going to give you a lower quality image, probably blurry. Maybe I'll take out a few colors,
okay.
Be blocky. And then as I'm detecting that your internet is suddenly boosting up, it's a little bit better. Maybe
okay.
You have 4 megabytes a second download time or download speed. The manifest is going to say, okay, you can now hop onto the better track and get better quality video.
Oh, okay. And that, I would actually prefer that 100 times better. That,
exactly.
No, there's no interruption.
Right.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but
yes.
I can't get the ideal if I don't have fast internet connection.
Right. So that's what this new media services player does for you, is it automatically detect the best format. So it'll say, you're on Android, therefore I know you need to play MP4, and also I'm going to serve it to you as adaptive bitrate, so that this way I can jump between different quality on the fly,
so
without interrupting your
media
experience.
Media service player, it comes out of the box with media services, or is that something I have to develop?
Nope, that comes out of the box. It is a tag or a little div you add into your JavaScript project.
Okay.
So you'll need one JavaScript file, one CSS file for the buttons and icons,
mm-hmm.
And that will then inject the video player into your page.
Very cool.
Yes.
What else? Is we something we haven't covered we should have?
Yeah, so the last thing I really wanted to cover was DRM. So
okay,
DRM,
digital rights management.
Exactly, is how do you protect this video content,
uh-huh.
right? Some people say they are against DRM. Other people say they want to protect it, right? To each their own, I say, right? Mm. Sometimes you just want to get as much information out there as possible, but if you spent $100 million making a film, you want to make sure it's not getting pirated,
true.
Right? So there are a number of different formats you can use for DRM. One is AES, which is essentially a key encryption.
Mm-hmm.
The other is PlayReady, which Microsoft developed. It's now very popular in a number of players. And Azure Media Services can also provide that for you.
Okay.
So if you do want to protect your video player or your video content, you can absolutely do this. And it works very similar to something like OAuth, where you're passing a token back and forth and permissions that says, yes, this user can, in fact, view this video content.
Mm, okay. So it taps right into HTTP, which is nice.
Exactly. Because there is no DRM built into HTML as a whole.
Right.
So you have to put it in CD video players.
Hmm, okay. People want to get started with this. Where should they go to learn?
Well, like you mentioned, I just started putting together a series of video tutorials. I have 4 or 5.
This is on your blog.
On my blog.
Which is where?
You can find it at davevoiles.com.
Mm-hmm.
Spent years trying to make sure I dominated that first search engine page. There's a lawyer in Seattle who I am still going back and forth with. He sometimes appears in the first page, but other than that, I'm sure that I'm there.
Oh, actually, I was searching for you earlier today when I built the slide deck.
Yes.
For this conference, and I on the first page of the images is a picture of you falling out of a castle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like to change it up a little bit. I want to keep people on their toes. I make sure, again, I kind of dominate that search engine. So, yes, I put together a series of video and step-by-step tutorials on how to build all this. And I'm being completely honest when I say that it takes about 15 minutes to start recording video, post it to Azure and have your friends watching it immediately.
Okay. And the one tool you mentioned, where do I get that? The
Wirecast. So you can go to wirecast.com and download it. And again, they have a free trial for 30 days. I highly suggest looking at that. Mm-hmm. Again, that isn't your only option. There are several others you can use. It's mm-hmm. just that out of the box, that one is
What gap
ready
does that fill
go.
In that Azure Media Services done?
So what that does is that is the actual video recorder to record the content. And then it takes that content and puts it in a format that can be streamed up to Azure.
Interesting. Okay.
So without that, you'd have to essentially write software to record out of your camera itself.
I see. Okay.
It'd be quite a bit of an undertaking.
Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm having a great time at the INTX Hackathon at 1871 in Chicago because I'm learning new technology and making a number of new friends.